Hey there, doll. Nice bed, huh? Comfortable? You know, we'd only have the best in town just for you. I hope the handcuffs aren't too tight, but you do know why I have to do it, right? It's a necessary precaution, you gotta understand. I cannot have you running away from me like last time. It's so embarrassing to have my fiance run away from me like that. Yeah. My fiance. You can't just reject a woman like me like that. You really hurt me. But it seems like you just don't know what's best for you. So I had my good friends Rocco and Frankie track you down for me. They were nice enough to bring you back, so I can knock some sense into you now. And it's nice to see that they didn't rough you up too bad. I made sure to tell Frankie not to go at you too hard with the crowbar. Wouldn't want that pretty little face of yours getting too bruised now, do we? Besides, I'm the only one who should be allowed to touch you anyway. You're my girl, after all. And you just need some time to realize that. But don't worry, I'll give you all the time in the world to come to terms with it. Well. That is until the wedding. Even if you said no, I went ahead and made some arrangements with my parents. I know you just need some convincing, that's all. You'll eventually realize that you're meant to be my bride, unless you'd rather we tie some cinder blocks to your feet and drop you off in the bay for a swim. It's your choice, darling. Come on. Don't give me that sad little look on your face. You should count yourself grateful. You've had the opportunity to marry the most wealthy, eligible bachelorette in the entire city. And my family, our family, has the entire crime syndicate under its thumb. My father has blackmail on so many politicians that he could make them legalize murder. Do you realize? Do you have any idea how much power we have? Don't you want to be a part of that? A part of the family? We can be so great together. You and me. We can rule this entire city one day. You know, Rocco and Frankie were going to kill you, but I convinced them to go easy on you and bring you back home. I don't want you dead. I just want you to be mine. I'm not here to hurt you now, love. I just want to talk. Come on. Is that so much to ask? And really, you have to understand the position you put me in. I love you, baby, and I know for a fact you love me too, and I can't have you being afraid of me. You're the love of my life, and I want to spend the rest of that life with you. Now, how can I be doing that when you run away from me every chance you get? You hurt me, doll. You really did. You broke my heart. You broke it. I don't spend one night where I don't cry myself to sleep thinking about you. You left me. You made me look like a fool. Nobody makes me look like a fool, not even the woman I love. My family has a reputation to uphold, and I cannot have you running away from me. It makes the whole family look bad. You know how important family is, don't you, baby? You know how important it is to me, and I want you to be part of it. Now, if you're gonna be my wife, my one and only, you're gonna have to learn some respect. And as my wife, you follow my rule, okay? A good wife is obedient, after all. Any transgressions need to be punished. Rejecting me and running away after I proposed to you? No. Baby, that warrants a punishment. Now be a good, good fiance and let me punish you as I see fit. So let's start with your thighs. I think I'll go ahead and carve my initials into your skin with my pocket knife. What do you think of that? That way, whenever you shower or take off your clothes, you'll be reminded of who you belong to. And if anyone ever sees your naked body, they'll see the Mafia family name and they'll know not to touch my property. Oh, baby. That's right. My property. Yeah, I think I could get used to calling you that. So here. Here, baby. There we go. There you go. Oh, baby, don't squirm. Don't squirm. We need to get this good. I need anybody to look at it and know exactly. There we go. One letter down. Okay. Stop. It's gonna be worse if you squirm. Good girl. Okay. Okay, baby. Oh, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's just a little blood. Don't worry, it'll heal. It'll heal. There you go. But the scar will stay there. Just like branding cattle. Now everybody knows you're my woman. And this had to be done for you, baby. You need to face the consequences for your actions. And now you won't ever think about leaving me ever again. Well, that is if you know what's good for you. You know how many people my family has working for us. I will send them out to find you. I'll find you myself if I have to, and I will grab you by your hair, and I will drag you back home kicking and screaming if it comes to that. But I hope it won't. So, it's for your own good, baby. I know what's best for you, so stop worrying, stop thinking, and let me just make you mine. Starting from now on, you wear what I tell you to wear. I can't have my wife wearing jeans and t-shirts. I'll buy you a nice dress and a pair of heels tomorrow. Can't have people thinking that I don't treat my wife nice, can I? Look at these tits. They're beautiful. It's really quite a shame you're always hiding these. Though I am glad no one else gets to see them except me. You know, I've been waiting for this moment for a long time, doll. I've always wanted to see you. Oh, I've always wanted to see you bared for me. And I know we should wait till marriage. But please, don't worry. My parents arranged everything. We're getting married this weekend. It's going to be a huge blowout. Nearly half the city's invited. We'd have more if the other guests we'd invited weren't in jail, though, but... Fuck. Fuck, though. Even if we were waiting for marriage. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. I want to take you now, baby. I can't handle waiting. I want you. I want to feel inside you. You're going to be my bitch. You're going to be my wife. You're going to be the mother of our children. You're going to have so many kids, and we're going to make such a beautiful, happy family together. Fuck. Fuck. Look at you. You want that, don't you? I see you. I see you. You're thinking of the power. You're thinking of the power you'll get from joining the family and bearing our children, aren't you? You want that? Good. I want that for you. Look at you. Just so ready. So ready to be my little bitch. You're getting wet. I can see it. I can see how wet you're getting. I can see how much that turns you on. Is that why you ran away, baby? Did you run away because you wanted to see how committed I am to you? To owning you? To making you my wife? Is that why you ran? Oh, baby, I don't really care why you ran. But you're my wife now. You belong to me. And if you run from me again, I will ruin you. Shh, shh, don't cry. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry. I know, I know, I know you don't want that. I know you want to stay with me. Oh, and that makes me so happy. It makes me so happy because you're my first. I've never been with another woman before you. Because I knew you were the one and only. You're the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, and I want to make love to you every night. Goddamn. Goddamn, you look so good. You look so good. You have no clue how much I've always fantasized about doing this, so let me get that mouth. God. Yeah, baby, kiss me back. Show me how much you want to be with me. There you go. Down your neck. To finally get all my mouth on this breast and oh baby, I know that feels good. You don't have to deny it. There we go. Good girl. Let yourself feel good. Let your wife make you feel good. All the way down. Kiss you all the way down. Where I branded you on. Just clean you up a little bit. I want to be one with you, baby. Take your blood inside me. Oh baby. When does it hurt? Tell me your mind. Tell me your mind. And I'll stop. I'll stop. Does it hurt? Oh. I know it's a fresh wound. You know you can stop this. Just tell me your mind. Oh, tell me your mind. And I'll stop. Licking your brand. And I'll lick your pussy. There you go. Good girl. Good girl. You are mine. I'll take. That's better, isn't it? That feels good. I want to make you feel good. I want to make you calm. I want to make my wife calm. Here, have my fingers. There you go. I knew you were enjoying this. I knew it. Dirty little slut. Legs being marked. Legs being owned. Legs of power that comes with the family, doesn't she? Say you're a little mafia slut. Do it. I'm so glad I finally get to do this. Mine. You're all mine. You're gonna get used to it. If you know it's good for you. I love you. I love you so much. You tried to run from me. But I always get what I want. And you're exactly what I want. We're gonna have such a great life together. You and me. I won't let anyone take you from me, doll. You're mine. You're mine forever. Nobody else will even be able to look at you. Fuck. We're gonna start a family. You'll be my obedient little housewife. And we'll just we'll have such a happy life together. I know what I know. You just have to stop denying it. Stop denying it. Come. There you go. Come on my fingers. Do it. Do it. Give me that mouth again. Can you taste it? Can you taste your cum mixing with blood from your brand? You're mine, baby. You're mine. And I'm yours. And we'll be together forever. Okay, baby. Why don't you get some sleep? My mom's taking you wedding dress shopping tomorrow. I want you to make the right decision. And I want to be surprised on our big day. I love you, wife.